So I'm Reed. I'm here. I work on Clang, and I basically work on making Clang work well on Windows. And I work for Google, and basically this whole effort is really about getting Clang working so we can sort of use it for all of our projects that we ship on Windows as well as other platforms. But you know, everyone else gets to consume it also, so that's pretty awesome. And I decided to give this talk because I'm here at this conference and I keep talking to people and they all want to know, you know, like what's the deal with Clang on Windows? Like, when am I going to have it? You know, when will it be done? And so I felt it was important to come and basically answer this frequently asked question. So the main thing is that we basically don't have exception handling done yet. That's what I'm working on, along with one of my colleagues, pretty consistently. It's what I've been doing for several months, and will probably continue to do for a while. The other missing piece that I think a lot of people will need before they can actually get into using Clang on Windows for their day-to-day developer experience on Windows is debug information. This is a very important part of the MSVC Visual Studio ecosystem that we have a long way to go with, and I don't know where we're going there yet. But what does work is we spent a lot of time working on MSVC compatibility and getting ASAN working there, and so I was going to talk about that first. So this is mostly just a laundry list of the stuff that we've already worked out, right? Like, we've already spent a very long time making sure that Clang is 100% compatible with the way that Visual C++ does like record layout, figures out how it's going to lay out its vtables, exactly what order those funny overloaded virtual methods are going to be in. Turns out it's backwards. That's fine, whatever, I don't care. but it works now. all this good stuff. This turned out to be the easy part, which is kind of surprising, right? Like, we got good at this. And so if you encounter more bugs with compatibility, like, you can if you can file bugs about it with reproducers, we were happy to look at it, and I'm pretty confident that we can get through it pretty quickly. The thing that was not so easy was exception handling. So what's up with that? SEH was designed probably 30 years ago or something, It seems like it was designed in a vacuum. I don't know. I don't know who the people were. I don't ask. I don't need to. It wasn't designed by multiple compiler vendors the same way that the exception handling mechanism that we use on System 5 platforms was. It was much more of a challenge. We understand everything now. We tried one implementation approach, and we basically got pretty far with it, and we thought we were done with it, and then we realized that there were a lot of problems around rethrowing exceptions in C++. The tables that we were generating were just not right along with the code. But we've gone back and come up with a new design, and both C++ exceptions and structured exception handling, which is you get to via __try, should be working sometime in the next few months. I guess December is probably reasonable. One thing I wanted to point out that's sort of out of scope for the work that we're doing towards making exceptions work is we're not tackling the problem of modeling non-call or asynchronous exceptions in LLVM. So, you can catch these kinds of exceptions if you do it through a level of function call indirection. Just put your function that's doing the funky division into another separate function outside of the triscope, and we can catch it. But we're not really digging into this representational problem right now. So the other thing that's sort of to do is basically debug info. And it's pretty important to interoperate with the existing tools on the platform. And there's sort of two ways we can go forward from here. One is to pursue Dwarf, which is the standard format that we use on other platforms, both Mac and Linux. Pretty much, it's what we coordinate with Apple on, that kind of thing. There's a standards committee and all that. Or we could pursue PDBs and CodeView. And this is what tools like events tracing for Windows expect to consume to be able to generate stack traces for your program. And so for now, we're kind of pursuing both in parallel and seeing what works well. One of the interesting things here is that as Visual Studio starts to gain support for Android, they also need to be able to imbibe Dwarf. So there's some hope that maybe that functionality could be reused to debug Windows applications built by Clang on Windows. But anyway, this is more of a long-term effort. You know, I can't promise this for something like December. I just expect it to get better over time. So, you know, should be getting good over the next year, though. It's a 5-minute talk, so I'm done. I was gonna plug Address Sanitizer. That's basically the tool that, you know, we've spent most of our effort making sure that it works well on Windows. So, you know, it's probably gonna have the best out-of-the-box experience of all the things that we do. We use it with Chrome and we use it with Firefox, so you should give it a try. Like I said, exception handling is gonna be done soon and debug info should get better, so you should go to elevim.org and go download a build.